Tonight, Chinese ambassador to Ghana, Tong Defa, has declared that Ghana cannot wipe out illegal mining known as Galamsey. Speaking during a media engagement in Accra yesterday, the ambassador called on Ghanaian authorities to accept the ongoing reality of small-scale mining and instead focus on strategies to mitigate its environmental impact, particularly pollution. His remarks comes amid renewed pressure from the Ghana Coalition Against Illegal Mining, which is calling on government to prosecute all politically exposed persons and individuals linked to illegal mining.
We need to view this thing as a whole picture. We need to find ways to solve this problem. You know, I understand in this country there are several million people live on the mining. So all the sectors, all, you know, government officials, policies, we should work for a long policy how to solve the problem, you know, to eliminate those pollution, to eliminate this pollution on the soil, on the rain, waterways, on the forests. We should find a way to solve these problems. I think in this country, to my understanding, you can never eliminate those small minings. If you use small minings, there will always have illegalities involved in it.
Ambassador Tong Defa also pushed back against mounting criticism of Chinese nationals involved in illegal mining.
The issue is not originated from Chinese. I mean, you can see those mining, Chinese people cannot get the license, cannot get the permit. It's the Ghanaian people who draw Chinese people over here, and Chinese, some of those people who are even caught red-handed, even though they are caught red-handed. They're just some like migrant workers to come here to make a living. I'm not treated well because they always say, because I have a social media, when I posted an X on my social media, then people say, "Hey, Ambassador Galamsey, it seems, you know, Galamsey is caused by China. So this is unfair to me. Am I correct? This is unfair to me. This is really unfair to me. And unfair to the majority, overwhelming majority of Chinese. They have involved a lot of sectors. You can see, you can say, your lot of buildings built by Chinese companies, your roads built by Chinese companies, your port built by Chinese companies. But who, I mean, is any normal Ghanaian people know about this? Or even they know it, they always say Ghanamsi. They always say Ghanamsi.
Well, we'll be engaging some individuals shortly as we look at the implications of his stance here on Top Story. But the administrator of the Minerals Commission, Dr. Hannah Bisu, has reaffirmed her commitment to cracking down on illegal mining activities, including those involving foreign nationals such as the Chinese miners, despite recent attack on her team during an enforcement operation at an illegal mining site in Akonfre.
It will never be in exchange of what we have to do. Never. It's like the word N-E-V-E-R.
Yeah.
N-E-A-V-A-R. Never, nunca in Spanish.
No,
and in fact, I've not left the red mood. It's still there. Only that you don't know when I'm moving.
When next you're moving.
No. That will never come out. Not even with the staff. Mm-mm. I have just about 2-3 people that will work. And this, it will never, nothing that you do me. Eh? And so I want to allay their fears. Okay? China, when I went there, by the grace of God, I was encouraged by them to push. And they said, if there's any support that we need for that, they are ready to support.
Let me bring in now Dr. Kenneth Ashigbe. He's convener for the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining. We appreciate your time here on Top Story. I'll start with your immediate reaction to the ambassador's statement. He's suggesting that we cannot root out illegal mining as long as there's small-scale mining. From where you sit, is that the case?
Well, I think that if you listen to the ambassador in totality, there are some truths, that hard truths, that he spoke to us as Ghanaians. The fact that these Chinese are not here on their own evolution. We bring them, there's complicity of Ghanaians in there. And so that point is well made. Again, he makes the point that there are some Chinese people who are in Ghana, who are doing some great work, you know, from the road sector all the way to even mining. In mining, there are some Chinese firms that are in mining. So there's Zijin, for example. Zijin is about the fourth largest global mining company in Ghana. And they are mining in Ghana, and they are doing some great work. It is interesting to note that there are, for even areas that they have mined, they have places where they have impacted 111 hectares of land. They have now gone and done a reclamation of 371 hectares, of which 60 hectares is ready this year, and then the rest of it will be ready in 2026. So that point is true, that there are some Chinese firms that are in Ghana, even in mining, that are doing right. But he cannot run away from the fact that there are some Chinese companies, that some Chinese, not companies, but individuals, who are part of the illegality that are happening, that will not even dare think about some of the things that, you know, they are doing in Ghana, in China. And so there's a role that he has to play, as we also have to play. And please, this issue about our prisons are bad is neither here nor there. But let me disappoint him. His Excellency the President, the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, and the IGP are bent on definitely winning the war against illegal mining, illegal and irresponsible mining, in which sometimes his kingsmen are complicit and are involved in that. You will find out that if you look at the Operation Vanguard data from all those days, majority of the foreigners who are arrested are Chinese people. And that still continues. You remember? So I'm not too sure whether it's Dr. Hanabisu that was on the line with me. You know, she got involved in arresting a group of them. And so the Chinese factor is something that he cannot wish away. And he needs to work together with us to deal with that. But we definitely can win. We can have the situation where artisanal mining coexists with responsible mining. That can happen. It will just mean that we have to apply our laws. It just means that the issues around, you know, foreigners who are involved in mining, when they are caught, it is not about deporting them, making sure that as the Minerals and Mining Act says, they are jailed, their assets are seized and used in reclaiming the place. It is also about making sure that the Ghanaians who go and bring them and are complicit in the fight, in this thing that is happening, are dealt with. And then we make sure that the issues that the Minerals Commission is working on, looking at the licensing regime and all of that, making sure that we have a pool of equipment that we then can make available to artisanal miners who will do it in a responsible and legal manner, all of those things are done. That we don't then have situations where people, some of them are not even small-scale miners. They get into the concession of some of the large-scale miners and do that degradation. All of those things would have to stop. And we can definitely stop it. And so, Mr. Ambassador, our president does not agree with you. Our Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, the IGP, we don't agree with you. And we are civil society organizations. We also don't agree with you. We can work together. There are even some Chinese firms, current large-scale firms, who are being impacted by this illegality. And so the issues of Galamsey, we would resolve it.
Now, I'm just listening to some of the key points he raised in that speech he made. He raised concerns about Ghanaian participation in it. But let's look at his posture and his remarks, especially from high-level diplomats like himself. Could this embolden foreign nationals to continue involving themselves in illegal mining in the country?
I'm not too sure that is the question you're asking. And I don't fault you. When it comes to the issues of Galamsey and the media's posture, it is about active advocacy as journalists. So you are telling him that his posture as an ambassador is not what we expect of ambassadors. We will not be able to expect the Ghanaian ambassador to China to go to China and then go and say that, oh, you know, Ghanaians who might be involved in any legality is because of Chinese people, is because it is the Chinese people who have brought them there, and that should be permitted. He has, as an ambassador, should be helping us deal with the situation of the illegality. And definitely, I agree, he needs to be able to sell the story of the Chinese firms who are also doing right. But he cannot run away from the fact that when you go to places like Wasa Ekopo and you see the number of Chinese people who are in there involved in the illegality, you go into some of the places where Dr. Anabisu went for and those arrests that were made, all of that, he cannot run away from the fact that those things are happening, that the Chinese are involved. But it's not only the Chinese. Recently, we've also, there were some arrests that were made, there were a lot of Burkinabes and all of that that are involved in it. So yes, it's not only the Chinese people, there are other foreigners that are involved. But definitely, his posture of telling us that we cannot solve the issues of Galamsey is not something that we, you know, as Ghanaians, we should be countenancing, coming from a diplomat in our country. Mm. He should be helping us to be able to resolve the problem. China has a lot more gold than Ghana has, but they won't dare do the same thing they are doing there. So why would he want to be doing this? Would he want to be encouraging people who are in this our country to be doing it? But again, when you listen to his speech, he condemned some of the issues about the things that happen on our water bodies and all of that. But I don't know what he says when he says these are migrant workers. If they're migrant workers, are they not Chinese? Well, it's true. They are not like the big Chinese companies, the responsible companies that are here. But they are also Chinese citizens. And he definitely needs to be able to take, charge of that bad part as well as he takes charge of, the good things that are being done. So I think the point you make, it's a point you make rather than a question you ask, as a diplomat will be hoping that he would help us resolve this problem rather than telling us that our president and our minister and the IGP, all the fights that they are coming up with will come to naught.
But from where you sit, are we winning the fight against illegal mining? Especially just yesterday when you had that held that news conference and you raised concerns about government's posture to dealing with some of your key demands like repealing LI-2462.
Well, so again, you would have to recognize the fact that there has been some positive change. If you look at the efforts of the IGP, if you look at the efforts of the minister, you know, even the posture of the president, you know, to a large extent has improved. But there are some major factors that we need to deal with. It looks to me that because of the fact that you have the IGP and the minister pushing and fighting this, the Galamseyers also have intensified their fight. And I think that some of the things that we need to do to be able to close this already are being done. The issues around this excavators, we need to quickly get the tracking done so that it is not only excavators that, you know, are coming in that we're blocking, but the excavators that are in the system that are doing the damage, we need to be able to tame them as quickly as possible. We need to ensure that this thing of when we arrest Galamseyers, we deport them, that has to end. The issues around the ally and the challenges around the ally needs to be dealt with. Let's bear in mind that there, before the ally, there was a guideline, and that guideline had a cap. And I know for a fact that when those conversations were happening, the Ghana Chamber of Mines, for example, had insisted on that cap that was still in there. And so there are elements within the law that currently exist, despite that amendment, that are still wrong. The fact that in terms of the governance, you will go to the minister, you will go to the Minerals Commission, you will go to the EPA before you come to the Forestry Commission. That definitely has to change. So that bit also has to be worked on. The issues about empowering the Forestry Commission, ensuring that you have the military in those particular areas, that would ensure that these criminals, you know, are not allowed to perpetrate the things that they're doing. We need to do that. I've heard recently that the Minister of Foreign Affairs have talked about the issues of even visas to some of these migrant workers that the ambassador will talk about. It definitely needs to be looked at. And we need to also make sure, and I've seen the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources mention it, the issue of holding MCs and DCs responsible for any galamsey that has to happen. And they have to be jointly held by the divisional commanders, the regional commanders, and the district commanders of police. That in any community that we are in, if the district, the MC or DC, and the police commanders oversee this galamsey, they need to be removed, either for complicity or incompetence. So we need to be crossing our ranks. And so when the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources invites all Ghanaians to support in the fight, we need to do that. And lastly, another major issue is the issue of the politically exposed persons who are in it. It is good that Akunta Mining, one of the directors, have been arrested. There is a second director that also has to be dealt with. Then the politically exposed person, you know, so the NDC constituency chairman for Axim, the NDC MP for Alwyn, and the chiefs, that issue has to be looked into. And then the Professor Frimpong Watson's report, that names a lot of Ghanaian of politically exposed persons in the former government. All of those people have to be arrested, they need to be investigated, and they need to be taken to court, and they need to be punished. Apparently, we did some training for judges, and the judges, definitely with all the training that have been done, the director for the JTI have given them the route up that now they have been trained in the Western, North, Western region, Central region about the laws that pertain to mining and the Land Act. And so if they don't make sure they apply the laws well, then they can also be held to ransom. You know, there's some additional training that is going to be held for police, investigators, prosecutors, and some other judges. All of that also are happening so that we make sure that in the justice delivery area, we are also intensifying our efforts. But definitely, it is important that all of us, as citizens of this country, support the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, support the IGP for the things that are being done positively, and the things that are being done negatively. We need to also bring that to the fore and make sure that that point is also made.
Stay with me, Dr. Kenneth Ashime. Let me bring in Awula Sewa. She is an environmentalist and convener for the Echoes Conscious Citizens. We appreciate your time here on Top Story. I just want to get your brief reaction to Ambassador Tong's statement that indeed that we cannot erase the fact that Ghanaians are somewhat involved in this illegality when it comes to the influence of Chinese nationals on our water bodies.
Thank you very much for having me. I need to congratulate my brother, Ken. He has said it all. He has said it all so eloquently. Regarding what you just asked me, we cannot deny the fact that it's not the Chinese ambassador who gives visas to Chinese nationals to come to Ghana. We have laws and regulations in Ghana. It is our responsibility to enforce our laws and regulations. If Ghanaians are causing mayhem in China, believe me, they'll be apprehended and they'll not be able to do that. So if we are unable to ensure compliance, unable to enforce our laws and regulations, we need to ask ourselves why this is the case. And we need to understand that, yes, galamsey, which was originally come and gather, has been going on for a long time. But they are using hand tools. It was not the kind of criminal activity that is ongoing now, which is using heavy-duty machinery like excavators. So it's a different ballgame. And I would say that it's up to Ghanaians, up to the Ghanaian authorities, to enforce their laws and regulations. But as so eloquently put it, we are self-accomplices. We are self-accomplices. And he has set out the roadmap. And yes, when the IGP and the Lands Minister are fighting the right fight, we will support them. We will support them. And we can give them, if only we ourselves will enforce our laws and regulations without worrying who is doing the wrong thing. Just deal with them, whether they are politically exposed, whether they are Chinese nationals or any other national.
Let's look at the punishment regime we're currently practicing as a country. Government is proposing deporting individuals caught in illegal mining. Do you think that is punitive enough?
Well, if somebody is caught in illegal mining, the laws and regulations are there. You arrest them, you prosecute them, they serve their sentence. I would say that any property, you sell them because you have to use the polluter pays principle, and then you deport them. Two people do things that it makes any sense. You just deport them. They must first be arrested, prosecuted, serve their sentence, and then you deport them. Otherwise, what you are saying is that come in, destroy our environment, and we'll give you a free ticket back to your country. And then you can come back if you like, Allah Aisha Huang.
The press conference just yesterday, you raised some key concerns about government's posture when it comes to the fight against illegal mining. Concerning that controversial LI-2462, you want it completely repealed. But why wait so long, really?
What do you mean by why wait so long? We have been asking for revocation since we got to know that it had been passed. As we stand right now, we are actually also in court. We have been campaigning and campaigning and campaigning. And then in the run-up to the election, His Excellency the President assured us that if LI-2462 had not been revoked by the Akufo-Addo regime, he, when he came, would revoke it. That is what the President said. We can look at all the things. He gave the assurance. Unfortunately, this assurance was not kept. Instead of revoking LI-2462, the President knows the difference between revocation and amendment. What was done was a revocation, which did not fully deal with our concern. We have said revoke LI-2462. But what was done was revocation.
An amendment.
Even some of the press received thinking that LI-2462 had been revoked. So we are saying revoke it. You have a two-thirds majority in Parliament. You made a promise. We even have Honorable Sami Jhamsi saying that when Parliament resumed, LI-2462 would be revoked. This was not done. So it goes to credibility. So we appeal to His Excellency the President to keep his word. This is a low-hanging fruit. Repeal LI-2462 and inspire confidence that you do what you say you will do. In the run-up to the elections, we ask for a state of emergency, a targeted state of emergency to deal with the environmental crisis. This has not been declared. We ask for the revocation of LI-2462. This has not been done. We ask for a pause in small-scale mining because there were so many of them. We are not monitoring. We're not monitoring. And they are causing a lot of mayhem. And then we ask for all those, as my brother Ken has said, we ask for all those named in Prof. Boateng's report to be arrested, prosecuted, and if found guilty, they should serve their sentence. We are happy that the director of Akonta Mining, because we believe that you cannot allegedly destroy parts of the Kano Limiru Forest Reserve and be walking through. So we are pleased that he has been arrested. And there is another director who also needs to be arrested so that the message is loud and clear. If you destroy our environment, you'll be held accountable.
And then just before I let you go, you also raised some concerns about the interdiction of some of the individuals that are in the police service involved in the illegality. That's on the back of Hanabisu's raid, the Minerals Commission's raid, where we saw that policemen were actually guarding and protecting the illegal miners. Doesn't this suggest that our security detail has even been compromised?
Well, we have said for a long time that illegal mining could not be going on as it is if we did not have so many people involved. If the police, the political authority, and the chief say no illegal mining, it will be very difficult for the environmental terrorists to do what they are doing. But there are holes in the wall, and that is why we have these problems. And as Ken said, if we find out that in an area there's rampant illegal mining going on, you have to deal with the police. You don't just, you have to wear the evidence to a point. You have to arrest them, prosecute them, so that we are clear that we are fighting a fight and nobody is going to go unpunished. So we have to deal with the police command. And those who allegedly were helping the illegal miners, the Chinese, they have to be dealt with. They have to be arrested, they have to be investigated and prosecuted. And if need be, in prison, so that a clear message is sent that we face an existential threat. We are being poisoned. You know, what are we leaving for the next generation? If our ancestors had been as responsible and as wicked as we are, wouldn't have come to make beautiful forest reserves and water bodies? We are being poisoned. So we need to deal robustly with the problem. And anyone who is complicit, whether the police force, whether the political appointees, whether whoever, should be held accountable. If we don't do this, I'm afraid we will face the catastrophe, because as we stand right now, we're on the verge of an ecological catastrophe, and the window of opportunity to deal with it is quickly closing. We need to deal with it now. And all the things that Ken has said, if we are to implement them, we'll be getting towards the end of solving this matter. It is not difficult to solve this matter. It's just a lack of political will which is causing mayhem.
Okay, thank you so much, Awola Sewa, for joining us here on Top Story. Let me wrap up with Dr. Kenneth Ashigbe. Just 1 minute. Tell me how best you feel that our diplomatic community should respond to the Chinese ambassador. Dr. Ken, do I have your attention? Whilst I try to get his attention, let me bring in my colleague Erastus Asare-Donko, who is on the line right now. The Inspector General of Police, we are told, has ordered a raid on illegal miners destroying the Senayot Forest Reserve, and Erastus is on that beat. Erastus, tell me more. What's happening on the ground?
Well, so the afternoon I reported of a raid on the Senayot Forest Reserve, illegal mining camps in there, and it was an ongoing raid. Currently, they have been able to finish the raid. In all, they've arrested 16 suspects within the Senanyo and Apamprama Forest Reserve. They have also moved to Manso areas and are conducting operations as we speak. So the Special Anti-Galante Task Force by the Inspector General of Police is working within the Senanyo and Apamprama Forest Reserve, and currently we have 16 suspects and quite a number of equipment seized in that operation. Mm.
Do we know the identities of these individuals, the 16 of them, any foreign national?
Well, currently they've been able to identify them as Kusi Frimpong, 52, Samuel Otre, 44, Jackson Nanabuafo, 32, Sadiq Abubakar, 44, Collins Asare, 35, Joshua Okori, 25, Emmanuel Akwesi, 42, Augustine Mensah, 38. There is one Chinese, and they call him Cheki Chen, and he is 35 years old. So far, he's the only Chinese national amongst them.
Thank you, Erastus Asare-Donko. I'm hoping I now have the attention of Dr. Kenneth Ashigbe as we wrap up briefly, just to get his thoughts on this. Another raid, another Chinese national involved. How best should our diplomatic community be responding to this? Unfortunately, I don't have Kenneth Ashigbe's attention. And that's how we wrap up Top Story. For more news, please log on to myjoyonline.com. My name is Faustina Safo. I'm leaving hands of my